A reading from Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Light and darkness. I'm very tempted, and therefore I'm going to submit to my temptation of reading what Jesus is quoted by John saying in the third chapter of the Gospel. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. Light and darkness, evil.
Yeah, it's a powerful picture here. And the fact that Jesus looks out at his disciples and says, you are the light of the world. In another time, he's going to say, I am the light of the world. And what you're referring to in John is John's opening prologue talks about the light coming. And Jesus is that light. And when we become a Christ follower, we then become a reflection of his light. I liken it to the difference between the sun and the moon. He's brilliant and is shining. He's the light. He's the proactive light. When we are set upon him and our gaze is towards him, we're like the moon moving in the sky. There's no light within ourselves, but we simply reflect his light out into the world.
Is Jesus more or less commissioning his disciples here when he is saying, you are the light of the world and you are the reflection of the light I'm bringing into the world? Is this kind of a commissioning thing going on here?
It could be a type of commissioning. He commissions them multiple times. He's sending them out multiple ways, and he's just setting them up here to understand what their role is, that they're to bring God's light into the world. And in such a way that we've talked about before, that people recognize the source of this light is their Father in heaven. And so it would be a part of their commissioning as they're sent out. Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. He tells them, as you're going, make disciples of all nations. He sends them out by twos in Luke chapter 10, gives them authority and really arms them with the kingdom of God, acknowledging that they're reflecting their Father's way and his kingdom in everything they did.
One of the things I have not identified with in the movies about Jesus that I've seen, and some of them were very famous, seen by millions of people, is I find them to be oftentimes non-dynamic. They focus on Jesus, but they don't focus on the people Jesus is talking to. So they kind of like very wooden and two-dimensional, whereas Jesus they're portraying perhaps in a more three-dimensional way, if they can even achieve that, which is hard to do. Here, I think there's a dynamic going on. That's why I asked the question about commissioning. The dynamic is he's passing on, but he's not passing on to a passive audience. He's passing on to a dynamic audience who he expects actually to do something. And he's telling him, he's giving them basically the instructions in a very metaphorical way of here is how you're going to reflect the light that I am passing on to you.
Absolutely. And it becomes profoundly declared in the most simple of choruses that we learned in Sunday school. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan puff it out? No, I'm going to let it shine.